Well, hello to all you auditors gone wild at Gone Wild Audio. This is Maple Laughs, or Maple for short, and this is my verification post on Sunday, November 10th, 2019. And this marks 30 years and one day since the opening of the Berlin Wall. So on that, here is a story, I think quite a wonderful story, and a little known one, of how the wall actually came to be opened. This is from a book review published in the London Review of Books, 21st of June, 2007. The review is by Neil Atchison, a journalist who worked in Germany for many years, and the review is of a book called The Berlin Wall by Frederick Taylor. For context, GDR, of course, German Democratic Republic, former East Germany, party, the Communist Party of East Germany, AP is the Associated Press, and I will probably butcher these German names. It began at a chaotic press conference in East Berlin with Günter Schabowski, the party's media spokesman. Trying to decipher new regulations which had just been passed to him, he said at one point that permanent exit applications could be made immediately. The journalist didn't know what he meant. Neither did Schabowski, who should have said tomorrow instead of immediately. But after a few coffees, some reporters saw what, with a little creative help, it could be made to have said. First, Reuters stated that all GDR citizens could now leave by any border crossing point, which were not Schabowski's words. Then AP proclaimed the GDR is opening its borders. West German television news grabbed the headline and led with it. Before the bulletin was over, East Berliners started heading for the Bornholmerstrasse crossing, then for Invalidenstrasse. Crowds became heaving mobs, and eventually, with no instructions and reluctant to shoot, the border guards gave way. In short, neither politicians nor ordinary people opened the wall. By inspired exaggeration, the media did. And that must be my favorite example of so-called fake news ever. This is Maple Laughs. Be seeing you.